Tinker Jack asked me if I could record some proverbs or sayings, and if I want to make any comments about them, that would be great. So we'll start with A and do what we can, because it's a pretty long list of phrases. Okay, starting with A. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. This I have heard said more by older people, like my mother, my grandmother. But it basically means it's better to have something than nothing, I guess you could say. And from the phrase finder, they say it's better to have a lesser but certain advantage than the possibility of a greater one that may come to nothing. Next one, a dog is a man's best friend. This is a common phrase. This is used all the time. Most people know it. And basically, it talks about the dedication of a dog to his master. A fish out of water means that you really are out of your league. You don't really know what you're doing. I've never heard of a fish rots from the head down. A fly in the ointment, I have heard of. And this is used fairly often still, and is talking about, and this is, I quote this from the same site, a small but irritating flaw that spoils the whole. Next one, a leopard cannot change its spots. This is still used, and that has to do with how you can't change your nature. A little bird told me, yes, I've heard that. Some of these I've heard from, again, my mother. So I think it's generational. Maybe some of these are a little bit less said nowadays. But a little bird told me is that you found something out by someone and you wouldn't say who it was. That's a cute little expression if you think about it. A nest of vipers. Yes, I've heard this one. That's a group of iniquitous people congregating together. So I guess you don't want to go into a nest of vipers. Okay, the next one is a pig and a poke. This is still used. And the meaning is an offering or deal that is foolishly accepted without being examined first. Next, a red rag to a bull. I may have heard that, and I guess the meaning is clear that because a bull and a bull fight will go after the red rag. A wolf in sheep's clothing, yes, that's still used, and clearly that's someone who may be dangerous or something, but they come across as being harmless, like a sheep. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. I've heard this one, not a lot. It says a feminist slogan suggesting that men are superfluous to women's needs, meaning a woman doesn't really need a man. Okay, act the giddy goat. I've never heard that one. It says behave foolishly. An albatross around one's neck. Yes, I've heard this one. And that's a burden that you have to carry. As bold as a coot, never heard of. As busy as a bee, yes, that if you're very busy, someone could say you're as busy as a bee. As cute as a bug's ear. I've heard of that, which and it means very cute. And that's a very cute expression. Because you could imagine taking out a magnifying glass and looking at a bug's ear, and it would be very little and very cute. As fine as frog's hair, that I've never heard. It means very, very fine. As fit as a butcher's dog. Okay, that means very fit. I've never heard that, or maybe somewhere. As happy as a clam. Yes, that I've heard of. Of course, that means very happy. As mad as a hatter. I think that comes from Alice in Wonderland. And that means very mad. As mad as a March hare. I've never heard of that one. So that one means completely mad or crazy. Next, as snug as a bug in a rug. I've heard of this. It means very snug. As the crow flies, yes, that I've heard and it's still used. And it means in a direct line. It means you don't have to, like if someone's giving direction and saying, how far is it? And you say, as the crow flies, meaning if you could just go past everything and go exactly straight there. That's how far away you are. Which would be hard to do in a car because you'd have to follow the roads. And that's it for the A's. Bye-bye.